Welcome to another Doc Talk here on Q92. We're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services, as we do, the last Friday of each month. And this morning we're going to visit with Amanda Parody. Amanda's a advanced practice registered nurse and a certified nurse practitioner. Did I get that right, Amanda?
Yes. Yep.
Those acronyms sometimes, I always wonder what they mean.
It can be a mouthful. So. Yeah.
Actually, I cheated. I looked it up. So, why don't you introduce yourself? Maybe some of our listeners don't know who you are, and why don't you introduce yourself to us, Amanda, first?
Yeah, so yes, I'm Amanda Parody. As already said, I'm a nurse practitioner over here in Dawson. All those credentials that I have behind my name basically mean that I am a registered nurse and went on to have advanced practice training. So I'm a certified nurse practitioner, technically family practice focused, because there's different career paths that we can take with that. And then in the last year, I have also gotten wound care certified. So I have WCC added on at the very end of everything else.
Okay.
So, otherwise, yeah, I grew up in the area and I've been practicing in Dawson now for coming up on 3 years.
Wow. I remember when you first came, we did an interview, and that goes quick, doesn't it?
Yes, it flies.
You're a graduate of Dawson Boyd High School, right?
Yes, I graduated in Dawson. Grew up, my maiden name is Nelson, so technically went to Madison School. I was Madison School District. When I was younger kiddo, but parents worked in Dawson, so it worked out better to open enroll over here, kind of mid-elementary age.
Right. And your family?
Yep. So married, two kiddos. My son is 10 and my daughter is 4. We live down by Marshall. That's where my husband grew up. So make the drive up every day.
Oh.
Really nice in the morning. At the end of the day, it can be a bit long.
Yeah, for sure. And in the wintertime.
And winter, yeah.
All right, real good, Amanda. So what are we going to talk about this morning on Doc Talk?
Yeah, so I figured with us being in the summertime here, I myself have had a little time off this last month to help my husband work on some stuff on our house outside in the wonderful heat. So I figured we can cover some heat-related illnesses that can happen here in the summertime.
Okay, that sounds good, because a few years ago, I had a heat stroke and I ended up in the hospital for a couple of days, so it's kind of right up my alley here.
Yes, it can get pretty severe.
Yeah. All right, how can we protect ourselves from the heat?
Yeah, so first thing that I wanted to mention is that those kind of heat exhaustion, heat stroke type symptoms, they can happen both with, of course, exerting yourself when you're outside in the heat and humidity, but can also be non-exertional. Some risk factors for having some difficulty with tolerating the heat can be cardiovascular disease, people that are more obese, not as in good a physical condition. Certain medications can play a role into it, such as there's some medications that will keep your heart rate from going faster, diuretics to help take fluid off. Of course, any kind of alcohol use, drug use can also play a role into that. So those people that have some of those risk factors, just even sitting outside in the heat, and if they're not appropriately hydrating, can develop some of those symptoms. Of course, exerting yourself, working in the heat, running, out golfing, different things like that can worsen symptoms too, even for people that don't have those risk factors. So main suggestions is to kind of have an idea of what those symptoms would be and how to manage it. So my first thing that I didn't want to forget on is if you're looking to have a job where you're going to be working outside in the summer, it's going to be important to not, like, Sunday be used to your air-conditioned environment, and then on Monday work for 14 hours outside in the heat.
Right.
You're going to want to try to acclimate yourself over 1 to 2 weeks. So kind of getting used to being out in that heat and humidity, frequent breaks of being able to cool yourself off. Symptoms to watch for, usually at first people will feel a bit nauseous, weak, tired, a little bit dizzy, of course the facial flushing where you're getting really hot and red. Some people will even start to feel lethargic or notice that their heart rate increases. Another thing would be that your respiratory rate can increase. So if you see someone that's breathing really fast and red in the face, that's going to be something that you're going to want to help them get to a cooler environment right away. As symptoms progress, people can actually have some behavior changes where, like, they're not really acting like themselves, can be really irritable, the coordination is off, speech slurred. Can also have some muscle cramping, and ultimately it can lead to seizures, liver and kidney damage, and even blood clotting. Things to do if you're noticing those symptoms. First of all, I'd want you to try to get into a shaded area if you're outside. Otherwise, of course, going indoors, especially if it's air conditioned. Otherwise, just even sitting down to decrease that workload. If you're intervening for someone else and like they're really breathing really hard, they're lethargic, I'd actually want you to lay them down on the ground and lift up their feet. Then you're getting a lot of that blood flow to the heart and the brain. Of course, pushing fluids. If you're going to be outside for a long time, I do actually want you to drink things that have salt in it. So like your Powerade, Gatorade, Pedialyte even. Pedialyte isn't just for kiddos. Adults can drink it too. So replacing that salt that you're sweating out. Removing clothing and, of course, cooling things. So like ice packs, Ziploc bags with ice, that type of deal. Common spots to put them would be the armpits, the groin, along the neck. You can even do the cheeks on the face, palms and soles of the hands and the feet. Those are going to be areas that have blood vessels closer to the surface of the skin to get that body temp cooled down.
Good. Yeah, with my experience, Amanda, with when I had heat stroke, I was golfing all day. Drinking water and a few Gatorades. I thought I was drinking enough, but the thing about that is I didn't realize how bad I was until I got home and my wife noticed my speech was slurred and I wasn't acting right, so she took me up to the emergency room and, boy, they pumped a lot of IVs in me.
Yes.
I didn't realize it.
Yeah, that's the thing with it, is that people can progress quite quickly and oftentimes don't really realize how bad it is. Even for us coming into the ER, you know, big thing for us is, you know, is the patient alert and responsive to us appropriately, or are they lethargic? And even those that are alert can deteriorate pretty quickly.
Right.
So yes, lots of fluids, lots of cooling.
And speaking of fluids, some people think, well, you know, I drank enough alcohol, I'm hydrated.
Yeah.
Well, that just, talk about that a little bit. That's kind of the opposite, right?
Yeah. So alcohol is going to dehydrate you. So if, you know, we've got the 4th of July coming up here. So my recommendation is always going to be, if you have an alcoholic beverage, that you follow it up with a full serving 8-ounce glass of water to basically replace those fluids. Of course, with the effects of alcohol, it can mimic a lot of the symptoms of heat-related illness, and you're probably not going to notice it as much, nor would the people around you really notice it as much, because they're going to attribute it to the alcohol use. And so, unfortunately, it is possible to go into a coma and die from the more severe symptoms that can happen with it.
Well, so, I don't know if you're...
It is more risky.
Right. Well, I think that's what happened to Corey Stringer of the Minnesota Vikings a number of years back.
Mm-hmm.
He had heat stroke and passed away. So.
During training camp. Yeah, no, definitely something to take serious.
That's right. All right. Real good, Amanda. Well, that was a bunch of great information there coming into the 4th of July weekend. And next week, I saw a few forecasts of 90 degrees. So, yeah, stay hydrated, right? Your best advice?
Yep. Yep, July and August, they're here. So.
All right. Thank you, Amanda, for joining us.
Yep. Thank you, Paul.
Amanda Parody with Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.